We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, good day for illegal immigrants who want to vote in the 2020 election in North Carolina, Lee.
No, really?
Yep, they'll stay on the North Carolina voter rolls. You heard that right.
Yeah.
Illegal immigrants and non-citizens will stay on the North Carolina voter rolls. There's a reason this is super, really significant. I'm going to get into what that is in a minute. North Carolina's Democrat Governor Roy Cooper vetoed legislation this week. It was passed by the Republican-controlled legislature that would have purged self-admitted illegal aliens and non-citizens from the state's voter rolls. He said because he didn't want to deny voters the right to vote.
How is this not voter fraud?
Oh, it is.
If people who are not citizens of this country, if they are not citizens, they are not entitled to or constitutionally allowed to vote. You cannot do that. That is voter fraud. I don't get it. I just do not get it.
Well, here's what J. Christian Adams is saying. He's with Public Interest Legal Foundation. He used to work for the Department of Justice. He said, listen, what happened here? Well, before I get to that, he says, okay, what the Republicans wanted to do was very simple. There are people who have been called for jury duty, right? Well, you have to be a citizen to do that. So these people have responded and checked the box and said, we're not a citizen. They send a thing out, right? Not a citizen, can't do it, right?
Good gosh.
Well, they get the jury duty stuff from the voter rolls.
Right.
So they could cross-reference it.
Yeah.
That's what this bill would have done. Would have run a check on these people. Cooper won't allow it. So J. Christian Adams of the Public Interest Legal Foundation says, listen, non-citizens, quote, non-citizens most often become registered to vote by mistake when they fill out an application for a service like a driver's license. Instead of adopting a simple procedure to catch those errors, Governor Cooper bowed to the radical left's desire to keep non-citizen voter participation, in the election. So, in other words, this is another one of those things that we easily could do catch this at the DMV.
Yeah.
Easily could catch this at the DMV. And let's remember, I mean, people come here legally all the time. It's like 42% of the illegals in this country, and then they just overstay the visa. So they come here legally. They legally get a driver's license. They are not legally able to vote in federal elections, however. And then they become illegal because they just don't return home. And guess what? Now they've got a driver's license and they're on the voter rolls. And the Democrats know this. We could easily fix this at our DMVs. They simply refuse to. Now, why is that a big deal? Do you, in the first election that Obama won, he took North Carolina by 0.32%.
0.32. Yes. In other words,
14,000 votes.
A third of a percent.
Yeah, 14,000 votes. And there was a study done after that, and what it did is it used Harvard had gathered data on illegal immigrants and how many there were and where they were and what they were doing and all that kind of stuff. And one of the questions in there was how many of them had registered to vote and how many had voted. Well, a foundation went and got that data, pulled it out of the survey and found that roughly 2% of voters in that election in 2008 were illegal immigrants in North Carolina. And so when Obama won the state by 0.32%, and we know that illegals overwhelmingly vote Democrat, we still to this day have no idea who really won that state. It's unknowable because of the illegal immigrant voter registration. So when Pat McCrory, Republican from Charlotte, won the governorship, he began an attempt to purge the rolls. And he got sued over and over and over again as the left dragged it out and dragged it out, dragged it out, dragged it out. We knew these illegals were on the rolls. Nobody disputed that. They just didn't want him to clear the rolls. And so what Roy Cooper is doing here, now the Democrat governor who defeated Pat McCrory, is he is continuing the fight to keep illegal immigrants on the rolls. And I'm telling you, North Carolina is one of those states, Lee, is purple.
Yeah.
And it could come down to this again. I mean, you literally could see Trump lose the election because he loses North Carolina, and illegal immigrants are the margin of victory. It is not out of the question for that to happen on Election Day. It's already happened once in North Carolina. Now, Obama would have won without North Carolina, but still. We don't know what the mix is going to come down to this time. And so we're literally, this is why they're fighting so hard. We literally could see illegal immigrants swing this election from the guy who actually won it to somebody else. It's outrageous. We are watching our republic stolen from us in front of our faces by non-citizens.
And once again, this is not about immigration. This is about illegal immigration.
This is about breaking the law.
Yeah.
And the Democrats doing absolutely everything they can to facilitate the breaking of the law. And look, one person, one vote means one citizen, one vote.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody votes who should not, they have stolen from you. They dilute the power of your vote. If John McCain won North Carolina in 2008, and there's a damn good chance he did, that state was stolen by foreign influencers who actually voted. I mean, the whole Trump, Russia, Russia, Russia thing. I mean, even the deep staters, who I hope soon will be indicted, admit. Clapper admits. Even Brennan admitted no votes were changed. Brennan has since flipped that. Now he says the opposite. But no one's ever proved it. Well, here's where votes were actually changed by foreign powers influencing an election in a significant way. And the Democrats are fighting for their ability to do it.
Oh, yeah.
They're hypocrites.
Yes.
They're absolutely
are. Yeah,
hypocrites.
There's no question. Well, as we always say here, that's you know, whatever it is they accuse you of is what they themselves are doing.
Yeah, this is a voter theft, foreign power influence operation right now.
And if you register to vote as an illegal, if you are not in this country legally, you are not a legal resident of whatever precinct you reside in, and you register to vote, that is voter fraud. That's no different than me living in one county and registering to vote in another county. That's voter fraud. We have people who are kicked out of office because they do not live in the precinct or in the district that they represent. This has happened in this state and states around here where people have owned property in two locations. They don't actually live here, but they try to claim that they do. Turns out that they actually reside in another county, but they've got another piece of property in another county, and they are trying to and they hold an office in that county. Doesn't work. Those people are kicked out of office. Why is it any different for non-residents? They shouldn't be registered to vote. They should not be voting.
We could easily stop this at our DMVs.
Absolutely.
Easily. A lot of these people don't even want to be registered to vote. They just want their license. And we shouldn't be giving illegal immigrants licenses anyway. But again, a lot of the people who get these licenses aren't illegal immigrants at the time they get their license.
Right. Yeah, because the visa overstays and those type of things.
Right. But they should never at any point be registered to vote in a federal election.
No, not at all.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Texters reacting to the last segment where Roy Cooper is setting up for about 2% of the vote cast in 2008 was by illegal immigrants, according to a Harvard study. Ironically, Obama won the state by 0.32%. That's not 32%. That's 0.32%. So we'll never really know if Obama or McCain actually won. Probably McCain did, since illegal immigrants tend to vote overwhelmingly Democrat. So they're setting up for that to happen again in North Carolina, with the governor refusing, vetoing a bill that simply would have deduced, you know, run down the rolls and tried to clean the illegal immigrants off. It's because they want them to vote. And so while most illegal immigrants don't vote, that we know of, the Democrats know in certain states, just small margin. That's why they're offering free health care, why they have sanctuary cities, particularly why, as we head into the election, places like North Carolina have flipped several cities to sanctuary. And counties, too. So they got to get the illegals into the state. Because they know, listen, that state will turn on 2%. And, I mean, you can get 2% of the vote from illegal, you know, to be from illegal immigrants. I mean, man, you could take that state. You could overturn the Trump presidency, ironically, using illegal immigrants. It's nuts. Texter writes, if 14 million Russians wanted to vote in U.S. elections, Democrats would raise hell. Of course they wouldn't. They'd be right to. Now, the texter writes, sounds kind of like foreign powers are meddling in our election. Now, the texter writes, my beloved NC is now officially blue and lost forever. We have to outvote the illegals. It's what we do now. Now, the texter writes, who is trying to steal elections? Republicans? Yeah, no, it's the Democrats. Really frustrating. This is frustrating, too. This House hearing was unbelievable yesterday. The Democrats on the Department of Homeland Security Committee were outraged that the law was enforced. It makes them very angry if the law is enforced by the people who we hired to enforce the law. It's bizarre, I know. What they're particularly mad about was this large August immigration raid on the poultry plants in Mississippi. Now, immigration raids took place not at a rate this high, but they did take place during the Obama administration. The Democrats pretended they didn't know that. But now they're outraged as if immigration raids had never taken place before. Bill Clinton did them too. Like, this is a new thing, and we've never done this, and it's just horrifying to see this happen. And they pretend. Well, here's the interesting part. 680 illegal immigrants were nabbed in the raid. And the Democrats on the Homeland Security Committee went absolutely ballistic that this raid was even conducted. And they claim that these are just, they're illegals doing the jobs Americans don't want to do. And, of course, they don't want to do them because 20 years ago we paid more for this than we do today by the hour. Because of the depression of wages. So again, we go back to wage depression. But they're screaming and yelling at this guy, Jeremy Miles, who leads Homeland Security Investigations New Orleans office. They're screaming and yelling, and how could you do this? And how could you round up these illegals? And it's so mean and so cruel, and we can't even believe it when they're innocent people. Well, Jerry Miles points out, of these 680 illegal immigrants that they nabbed in the immigration raid at the poultry plants, 400 were using stolen IDs of U.S. citizens. It's identity theft. It's a big deal. And just because you're an illegal immigrant and a wannabe Democrat voter does not mean you get to steal people's identities. More galling, this is Washington Times, more galling, according to the Democrats who convened the hearing, is that none of the managers at the poultry processing business has been charged. Now, actually, I agree with the Democrats on that. I want to see the managers marched out first, then the illegals behind them. Because let me tell you what, that'll make a difference. We got plenty of jobs. Go manage something else where you don't have to break the law. They need to suffer even more severe consequences than the illegal immigrants they hire. And I would like to see more of that. So I actually agree with the Democrats on that. This is how insane the left is. Representative Benny G. Thompson. By the way, the Democrats do not care if the illegals steal your tax return. They don't care if they steal your identity. It's, you know, you're just American and you're a citizen. That makes you a second class citizen. Even if you're a Hispanic American, even if you're a Hispanic American legal immigrant, they don't care. They don't care. It's all about the illegals. Representative Benny G. Thompson, a Mississippi Democrat and chairman of the committee, said he's working to make sure the illegal... This is incredible. Said he's working to make sure the illegal immigrants get paid for the work they did. As illegal as it may have been, I'm starting to pay them for the work is illegal. So Democrats working to make sure the law is broken again. So, you know, typical day for the Democrat Party. Absolutely lawless, complete anarchy. Texter writes, GOP needs ballot security at polls to arrest illegals when they come to vote. Texter writes, well, how about we all wear a T-shirt that says, see something, say something, and the local ICE phone number? That's from a texter. Another texter writes, where'd this go? Trump should send ICE to NC and arrest all the illegals on the voter rolls. Yeah, sounds like a good idea to me. His reelection may depend on it. That, folks, they are literally setting North Carolina up to steal the election using illegals right in front of our faces. It's blatant. It's out there. Texter writes, somebody needs to go to jail. That would be, require the political will. And nobody has it. Nobody has it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You on your way to work this morning? You in a hurry? You have important things you meant to get done, like, you know, hanging out with your kids this week, and you didn't get to them? You're not alone. This is interesting. You know, this new study. Majority of parents say they're missing out on the fun of raising kids because of other obligations. It's according to a new survey, and 40% admit they've already missed out on at least one major milestone in their child's life. Yeah, I just, you know what? And it's such a tug at you because you know why? You are ultimately, I mean, your first responsibility is to physically take care of the kids. And so, I mean, if you work, if you've got stuff for work, if you're doing stuff for work, I mean, you do have to feed your children. So in a way, we all do guilt. And in some ways, you kind of got to you kind of got to give yourself a little bit for that. I just did this. I just turned down a thing on the weekend that I actually really wanted to speak at. Probably be a pretty big deal around here. And my daughter's going to have an out-of-town volleyball tournament. And I really thought about it for a couple of days. I know it's coming up in January, and I really wanted to do it. In fact, I'd already said I would, and I like to be a person who sticks by their word. But I also know how much it means to her and how that's one of the early tournaments of the year and how nervous she's going to be. And yeah, her dad could take her. And I could not be there. So I turned it over in my head. I mulled it over for a couple of days. And I don't like to think out on people. I don't like to, you know, give my word I'll be there and then take it back. But I did. I'm going to the tournament. I'm not going to be speaking. And, you know, I tried to volunteer poor Bobby Mack to take my place. I don't know how that worked out for him, but I did. I turned it down. It's hard. It is so hard because, in a very real way, you do need to be doing well at work to take care of the kids. So, yeah. Apparently, I'm not alone in this. 78% of parents say they wish they had more time to spend with their kids, and 40% admit they've already missed at least one major milestone in their child's life. I don't think I've missed any of those. But I can see how that would happen, especially if you're a dad. And especially if your dad and mom doesn't work. I mean, you have to. You have to be out there doing your job. But if it wasn't for your job, then, you know, you really do have to ask yourself some questions. Anyway, survey found the top 10 moments parents want to experience with their kids, and they are going to a sporting event, teaching them a new skill, exploring their creativity, going on a road trip, going to a museum, playing sports, watching them experience something new, playing games, reading, and exploring outdoors. So I thought I'd bring that up today because I think most parents do guilt at some level. Don't do guilt, but make room. Make room and make time. You'll regret it later. Text line number 71307. If you want to text us on the text line, that's the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Ingalls Advantage talk line is 800-347-1063. All right. I think we have the audio back up now, hopefully. Don Trump went on The View and let loose. This is one of the few times that you actually get to represent yourself in popular culture. It's why it's such a big deal when you actually hear our side represented in popular culture. Take a listen to how that went. Because they were talking about what's wrong with Don Trump Jr. and how he revealed the name of the whistleblower like half of America. His name's Eric Charmella, by the way. That's a C-I-A-R-A-M-E-L-L-A, just in case you want to Google it. Donald Trump Jr. Yeah, so they're saying, you know, it's character issue. You got character problems. And Don Trump Jr. just lowered the boom on these ladies.
We've all done things that we regret. Joy, you've worn blackface. Whoopi,
no,
you said
I'm
that
sorry.
Roman
I'm
Polanski.
Sorry,
I'm sorry, and don't.
You
said
do
that
it.
Roman Polanski, it wasn't rape when he raped a child.
She's 13, by the way. Yeah. These are the standards the left uses among themselves. This is no big deal. It's not like it's rapey rape. I mean, it was. I mean, they just, she's 13, but she looked 18. He knew she was 13. He's still hiding overseas, by the way. But, you know, Whoopi was fine with that. Wonder how she'd have felt if a Republican did it. Anyway, Don Jr. gets challenged about revealing the name of the whistleblower. Here's what he says.
And you talk about transparency. The president of the United States released the transcript of exactly what happened in that phone call.
Yeah.
The whistleblower is giving his opinion
or her opinion
of what transpired.
I'd like to talk about that.
You get what
actually.
I'm saying?
Yeah. I'd like
so
to talk about that.
That's out there to say. He's not trying to hide
go
anything.
I'd,
thank
go
God
ahead,
he transcribed
I'd like to talk about that.
The truth.
Actually, let me ask you, do you regret misreading
that? Why does he
I don't think I should have to forego my First Amendment. Right? I didn't want to create hysteria, but if I'm reading an article, I'll be like, oh, the name's out there. I didn't even realize that this thing's some sort of big sort of secret.
You don't regret doing that?
I don't regret doing it. No, I don't think I should have to forego my First Amendment. Amendment rights. It's out there. I read it in an article. I've been reading it for a week. I saw it on the Drudge Report. Like, this is not some secret, but to then say, because it's Donald Trump Jr., because he's an outspoken guy.
All right. Do you hear that applause? From a hostile audience at The View? Yeah, I know. It's common sense, folks. All right. Dan in Greenville. Hey, Dan.
Hi, Tara. I just wanted to tell you that, I applaud your decision to go to your daughter's volleyball game. Making time for your family is extremely important. My son, you actually spoke about him almost a year ago. He was killed by a drunk driver 11 months and 3 days ago. And that has really opened my eyes, of course, about the importance of family and how important it is to take the time to spend with your kids and with your family. And I just wanted to call you this morning and tell you I'm proud of you for making that decision.
Ah, well, thank you. And I am so sorry about your son. I think I know who you're talking about. And I just wish your family the best. And I hope that you get justice. I do. Would you keep me updated on that? By the way, I haven't seen a lot in the news about it.
I will. There's not been much. Things will be coming up probably early in the year.
And I don't want to bring up a sore spot for you, but I would like to know, because I had one. He's not out, is he?
No.
Good.
No, he's still in. Yep.
Good. Well,
yep.
Well, Dan, again, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Well, thank you. The community love on our family has been overwhelmingly awesome,
good.
To say the least. It's been good to see people rally around us and to see what an impact that our son made on so many people. We know as of right now, there have been 4 people that have accepted Christ as their Savior because of this horrible incident. So God does have a plan. We don't like this plan. Obviously, we'd rather have him with us. but his plan is sovereign, and, you know, he's being glorified through this horrible situation no matter what. So
I know your daughter was hurt in that accident too. Is she okay?
She was. She's doing very good.
Good.
Physically, she's 100%. So
awesome. I'm so glad because really well. I know she was hurt. So.
Yep, and proud to say she came home with AB on her roll the other day. So that was pretty awesome too. So
great.
Yep.
Great. That's great news. Well, Dan, I want to thank you so much for listening and thank you for calling in this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Great gut check for all the parents out there. Thank you again, Dan. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. You made the right decision on going to your daughter's game. Kids always seem to remember the things that parents missed. Isn't that true? All those things that you went to, they forget. But man, if you miss something. Now the texter writes, hey, Tara, our family eats dinner together almost every night, and we share high-low point of our day with each other. It's always interesting. Okay, I got to know from this texture. That was one of the early shows that I did hear about, you know, your kids getting to that age where they're too cool to talk to you anymore, and you say, how was your day? And they say, fine. And then, you know, what do you do to get conversation after that? And somebody texted in and said, hey, we do high point, low point at dinner every night. And so everybody has to tell the high and low of their day, including mom and dad. And I thought that was the coolest thing. So we still do that. And it's still cool because the very same children who, when they come, you know, through the door, when I pick them up, are like, you know, I would say, how's your day? Good. Man, they are just falling all over each other to volunteer their high point and low point. They love that. So it's a really cool way to get your kids to talk about their day. And by the time we're done, dinner's over and we've talked about their day. It's the best ever. So try it. High point, low point of your day. And yeah. So I wonder if that was the person who originally suggested that. I want to thank you, if so, because it's really made our family dinner so much better. And or I'd love to know if you got the idea from the show. But whatever the case, it works. Texter writes, hey, Terry, you're building a legacy with your children who will then pass it on to their children. Congratulations. Here we go. Bill in Chesney. Hey, Bill.
How you doing? This is first time caller for you.
Cool.
I've called Bobby a lot of times. I've called Vince, and I called Russ when he was around, but first time for you. First of all, I want to start out by saying my heart goes out to the previous caller.
Yeah, yeah.
And people can say, I know how you feel all you want, but unless you've been there, you haven't got a clue. I applaud your decision just like he did. I made that decision in 81. We had my oldest son learn to walk and talk when I was in the military. I was out of the country. We had another youngin', and I decided to get back out because all the pictures in the world don't do it justice being there. So I pulled the pin again and got the heck out. So I applaud your decision with your daughter.
Well, first of all, thank you for your service and your sacrifice for our country. You know, just hearing you tell the story really shows how, you know, some of the sacrifices folks in the military, you know, in our country make aren't just when they get wounded or killed, that there are other really big sacrifices, things you can't get back. So thank you so much for that. That is, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Thank you.
I'm glad you shared that with us, Bill. And I want to thank you for your phone call. You too, Bill. I did that same thing early on in growing up. My kids were in daycare. And a lot of people have to do that. We had to do that because the hours my husband was working. And when Crash came along, I said, no, I'm not doing it. No more. And so, you know, I said, I'm raising this one by myself. I'm doing that. I missed too much with the daycare. And we really didn't have a choice at the time. We did it. So don't feel bad if you have to do it. We were in the same boat. We did. It's just where we were financially and the hours my husband had to work, we didn't have a choice. But we, you know, we moved my husband's business into the house. And, you know, I used to hang around the office a lot more. I would beat a trail out of here to get home. And, you know, that's what I did in the morning. I was a mom. And he never donned the door of daycare. And I think that our relationship is much better for it. I didn't miss that. So I'm so glad I know exactly what the last caller was talking about. And it wasn't easy, but we did it. And I'm so glad I had that time. I am. Text to right, say, Tara, please repeat your analogy about the Democrats, the economy, and the environment you said earlier. I'll do that on the other side. Thanks for your text.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.